Hey, Sam Wallace is executive director of a great organization. It's called Yonkers Partners in Education. This is my wheelhouse. We've talked to Sam before, so we welcome him back to the show. Sam, welcome back. Great to have you with us again, my friend.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me again.
Nah, we're so impressed with what you're doing, man. I love it. Tell us the mission of Yonkers Partners in Education, YPI, what you're doing with the kids, God's work in Yonkers, New York, my friend.
So we are focused on making sure that students, most of whom in Yonkers will be the first in their family to go into higher education, that they are able to go and get the careers of the future. And in cities like Yonkers that sometimes get overlooked, except by you who comes every year and pays attention to Yonkers, we want to make sure that students are ready for, enroll in, and ultimately complete college so that they can access good paying jobs on the other side.
Yes, great. So give us I've worked in these communities, as you and I have had a great chats about, and it's vital that we do this. The challenges that they face these days, getting tougher than ever for kids, it seems now, Sam. Yes?
It is. You know, Yonkers is such a microcosm, I think, across the country.
Yes,
where
yes.
You've got immigration, you've got low-income families, you've got people who are grinding it out. And so all the challenges you see around the country sort of land in a city like Yonkers. They're right outside the five boroughs, but they don't get the attention that the big city gets. But it's everything from families working multiple jobs to language barriers to just feeling like they don't belong in a higher education setting might be a big barrier.
And you know what? Walk me through this, Sam Wallace, if I may, because you have such a great resume working in education after graduating from Tufts and joining Teach for America. And weren't you in Mississippi? Weren't you in Mississippi for a while, man?
Yeah, I was down there for about 3.5 years. And you don't understand the country unless you understand a place like Mississippi, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, it's struggling down there in the rural areas you were, yes?
Oh, yeah. I was in the most rural. We were surrounded by cotton fields on all sides for 45 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm reading here this fact. Sam led a team of teachers that quadrupled the percentage of students enrolling in college after high school graduation. You did it down there, right in that rural area of Mississippi, yes?
Yeah, someone just had to sit with the students and say, what do you want to do? And let's make sure that we do not in any way disparage the trades. In fact, we encourage them. But
yeah.
We also know that for first-generation students,
yeah,
college is still a really important option to making more money for themselves and their families. And so that's why we focus on that.
Yeah, it's so funny. You know where I'm going, Sam Wallace. I was thinking people are taking of vocational schools now. They're saying, don't worry, because we need the plumbers. We need the electricians. We need all those jobs. But you're still saying, Sam, that once you get that college education, your income is formidable, and it'll set you up better still to this day with a college education.
Yeah, even when the economy tanked during the pandemic, only the unemployment rate for folks who had a college degree only hovered around 5%, which was half of what it would have been if they had not had that college degree. So it really is still important. And although I love my plumber and I my family, they were appliance repairmen. My family, they'll fix any dishwasher or anything you need. But higher education is still so key for especially kids who are first generation and low income. It really still matters.
All right, Sam, I enjoy these chats always. And before we let you go, if I may, tell us how important the public-private partnership is, like with Yonkers Contracting and the Petrillo family. I mean, how important is that folks step up to help out YPI?
It's key, and this organization was founded by members of Yonkers, the Yonkers community, who wanted more for their kids. And Carl Petrillo and Yonkers Contracting stepped up in a big way. Not only do they make opportunities available for students in school, but they're hiring our students and engineers and qualified people. And that's all you can ask for from a great company.
Yeah, amen. Sam Wallace, thanks. You're doing great work, man. God bless. Godspeed. Hope to see you soon, Sam. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thanks so much, Joe. And thanks for being Yonkers every year.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much. Sam Wallace, Executive Director of Yonkers Partners in Education, YPI. Just doing a great, it's an extraordinary a nonprofit organization. And a shout out to Mr. Petrillo and all the folks stepping up to help out YPI in Yonkers, New York.